This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
All right, guys, we have a special surprise for you today.
You're welcome ahead of time.
You're so welcome. We are here with
the Hot Mess Express. Choo-choo!
Sabotage Sally. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
So I just want to recap where we left off with
purely
Sally.
Purely for your entertainment, guys. This is ridiculous.
I believe where we left off, you told the story about showing up at your boyfriend's house and like asking for all the gifts back from his mother.
Epic. And fucking epic.
And wouldn't leave. And what else happened during that?
Home with no Yeezys.
And he pretended to shovel to get her to leave.
We are no longer together. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Shocking.
So what's even crazier about this story is that after that atrocious behavior, which Sally agreed was atrocious, it's always after the fact that she realizes this, he actually gave her like a chance, like another chance, and she fucking blew that too.
Because she's sabotage Sally.
You know, it was like a miracle this guy came back around after that. I mean, it was like a month after he thought about it. And anyway, I'm not trying to, you know, beat a dead horse, but oh, that's right. He asked her to a wedding. Oh,
wow.
My God. All right. So he asked her to a wedding, and instead of sabotage Sally just being cool and being like,
this is the guy.
No.
Oh, my God. I was like, there's no fucking way.
So it is a good segue. So instead of just saying, okay, Tracy, this is what we're going to do this whole episode, how you really should behave. After you behave like this and your ex comes back into your life, gives you a second chance, invites you to go to a wedding, what mm-hmm. do you say? Like, I'm going to be so fun, be so chill, so cool, not cause any drama, right?
Yeah, just be
fucking
like-
Sally was like, well, are we going to meet up first? Can we talk? Like, just be fucking cool. Just go to the wedding. Fuck, have a good time. Dance, right?
Yeah, wedding sex.
What happened, Sally?
I believe I gave him a very hard time for not hanging out with me prior. I did my typical tantrum in the middle of the night where I start rapid fire texting a bunch of text messages saying I don't feel comfortable going, and he's like, it's me, what do you mean you don't feel comfortable, you know? It was kind of just me doing the same old thing, and that's what he said. Here you are doing the same old thing. I thought, hey, it would be nice to go to a wedding together, we haven't seen each other in a while, but you have not changed. And I'm gonna say 6 months now, I still have not changed.
Well, so it took Sally a while to start dating again. You know, she was in like her, you know, little depression hole, like hating herself and trying to punish herself and whatever. And I'm like, and then also it was quarantine. It was hard. But I was like, you need to get back out there and get to dating. Right. So she meets this guy. What should we call him?
Wedding date Will.
Wedding date Willie. Wasn't that Alan's name, though?
Here we go.
So she meets this guy on, what was it?
Hinge.
On Hinge. And I think they're, you know, talking. It seems pretty normal, whatever. And how does he tell you this? How does he say, like, I'm going to email you something? How does it get brought up?
First of all, emails for pedophiles, but ahead.
So it was a little awkward. Yeah. He said, give me your email address. I was like, this is interesting. I've never had this done before.
Yeah, like, what guy on Hinge is asking for your email?
No. Can I have your email?
Like, are you spamming me, bro?
It was after we had been talking for like a couple weeks at this point. And one of my questions that I like to ask on these sites is, if you were at a wedding, where would you be found? Would you be found on the dance floor? Would you be found at the bar? Or would you be out? Would you be outside with the uncle smoking a cigar?
This is a great question, because this is like, you need like a break the ice question.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
Thank you.
You start out so great.
I just want to say, Tracy never likes anything that comes out of my mouth. So I can't believe she actually likes stuff.
I never like anything she says. I'm like, why the fuck would you say that? But that's so great. Like, it's such a classic question. That's what you want to know when you go on a wedding date with somebody.
Yep, exactly right. I want to know, because I like to dance. So I want to know, are we dancing? I want to know, are you going to be the sloppy drunk at the bar the whole time? I'm not going to find you. Or are you also going to schmooze the old people and hang out outside?
So you asked him this, he responded, and then followed up the same day with, give me your email address.
So I asked him these questions. So now he gives me his response to what these questions would be, what the answers would be. And he said that he would like somebody that also is on the dance floor. He wants to be dancing. He said that, he said first he'd go to the bar, get a drink, get onto the dance floor, and then at some point in the weddings, he'd be going outside to hang out with the old folks. And that's exactly the answer I wanted, because that's exactly what I'm looking for. So he actually said that his sister was having a wedding that was canceled because of COVID, and that they've now rescheduled it for October. So he was like, I need to know what kind of wedding date you're going to be. I have a questionnaire I'm going to send you. What is your email address?
A questionnaire.
So I get a text red flag from Sally in total panic mode going, is this an appropriate answer? And I go, what the fuck are you doing right now? Who's asking you these things? And she emails me. She forwards me this email titled Wedding Date Application. Okay.
Wow.
So this guy, Wedding Willie, sends her... He created this wedding date application, which, okay, it's weird, but you're
extensive.
Like, maybe it can be cute.
The type of girl you're going to ask, because it can either be super flirty and fun, or it could be a fucking standardized test.
Like, I actually am into this, but I wish you would have like asked maybe, I don't know, 5 questions max.
Well, how many are there?
There is.
Did he number them?
Oh, yeah, they're numbered.
They're numbered. Like, can we discuss number 7?
All right, wait for it. So I just want to kind of go through this, because I feel like this guy gave off very, and Alan, I know you're on the line too. I feel like he gave off, this could have been taken like one way, like he's cute, like he's quirky.
Fun.
He's fun. He put this together. It might have been a little aggressive, whatever. But I just feel like the right way to not sabotage yourself is to answer these in a very like loose, laid back way. How do you guys think Sally answered them?
I mean, in massive amount of detail.
Massive amounts of detail. I mean, I'm
assuming she answered it in the same way Tracy does her like Tinder profile.
Like, my Tinder profile is an attack. It's a personal attack.
Shit, like just.
I wish that was the case, Alan.
Alan, she took it so fucking seriously. Like. I want to go through some of these answers, and I want to ask Tracy how she, because, you know, we got 2 single ladies here. I want to show how one would have answered compared to how the one that sabotages herself has answered. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So here's the first question. Will you be able to act proper during the ceremony? What does that really mean, by the way?
It's interesting, because I thought to myself, was he dating somebody that didn't act appropriately in the church? Like, how was I supposed to answer that? So,
would you be like, does anyone have any objections? And you'd stand up at the wedding and be like, I object.
I would have laughingly been like, I've always wanted to be the one to object to a wedding.
This is what Sally wrote. Yes.
I'm
usually holding a tissue and drying my eyes because I love watching love in all capitals. Alan, at that point, are you reading the rest of this shit?
No, at that point, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Oh, my God.
Alan, just you wait. It gets better.
All right. Okay.
That to me, like, reading that is like, all right, this girl wants to get married, and now I'm on the hook.
Yes, on the first question, you know she wants to get married. Okay. Number 2, will you be able to conduct yourself in an appropriate manner during cocktail hour?
All I heard was cock.
Done. Like, done. Right there. Tracy, this is amazing. Sally, yes, comma. Like, she's so serious. I am always the first one at the shrimp cocktail and pasta stations. I love having a glass of wine and to mingle with friends and other guests. I will also allow you to hang with your friends and family and make you a plate.
Oh, my God. I would have just been like, if you wanted to go there, I would have been like, yes, and I'll make you a plate.
That's a great. I will allow you is also a weird thing, too.
I will allow you.
once I release the collar.
Do you hearing this back, are you like, what was I thinking, or do you stand by your answer so far?
No, I'm cringing.
We're too deep. We're too deep, people.
My lips are shaking at the moment.
Number three, if I left you alone during the cocktail hour due to wedding party events I may have to partake in, will you be able to handle yourself, hold your own with people you may not know?
I have a question. He's also very detailed in his questions. They seem serious, do they not, Tracy?
No, that one's a little intense.
Like, his questions, I think, were intense. So I think I was, like, trying to come at the same level of intensity.
Okay, I could see that maybe for this one, because I feel like this is a good question. Actually, a good question. Like, hey, I'm going to have shit to do. Are you going to be okay by yourself? You don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. Trey?
As long as I know where the bar is.
Oh, I literally have chills. I'm in love with Tracy from this. Like, Sally, yes, this is my specialty. I love being left alone to talk with people, to get to know other people. Remember, I am a teacher who has to talk to all types of parents. I do weddings where I talk to all family members getting ready, and I've worked in a restaurant where I schmooze with the best of them. She just gave her literally her resume. She gave her fucking resume.
Bullet points. I saw bullet points in that.
Do you have table etiquette?
I don't know which fork is which. I don't think anyone does.
No, yeah, fair. I'd be like, what's your table etiquette, bro? Yes, I have a table etiquette. I would like... Oh, no.
What'd she say?
Oh, no. I would like you to pull out my chair. Can you do that?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Alan, I will put my napkin on my lap and chat with the table. Use a knife and fork properly and rub your leg under the table.
I'm a head out now.
Wait. Will you pull out my chair? Can you do that? What is that?
Are you capable of chivalry?
I mean, to be fair, at this point, I feel like all of these answers are just as annoying as the fucking question.
I agree. That's why these two are fucking made in heaven.
You're perfect together. You're both insane.
Yes. Insane. Oh, it gets better. Trey, do you like to dance?
Love it.
That's easy, right? Easy question. Sally, yes, all caps, love to dance. I actually don't even like to eat my meal because I want to be dancing on the dance floor. And yes, I will be doing the cha-cha slide, the electric slide, the twist, and the YMCA.
No, ma'am.
Also, I was voted best dancer in the fifth grade.
Wow.
And like, I guess you're right, Alan. Like, you have to think about who actually took the time to write these. So like,
no, I'm questioning him already.
Yeah, you're questioning him a little bit already. But I just feel like any other guy at this point would be, it's too much. It's too much, right?
My answers are like one word, so I don't know. I'm a different.
Do you drink? I mean, easy question to answer. She made it complicated.
Tequila, Tracy.
Yeah, the great answer, Sally. I mean, do you drink? You should have been like, yeah, like I'm a social drinker. I'll have a great time where you're having a great time. Not much. I will have a glass of wine or champagne to start. Maybe have a vodka Sprite with an orange slice. She's giving her whole order.
Oh, man.
Do you know when you've reached your limit? Yes, I will never be classless or sloppy. Lie. I conduct myself in a classy, respectful manner at all
times.
This
is the moment where you pull the leg under the table thing. Damn it, Sally.
How about this, Alan? You're going to like this one. Will you be able to handle my perverted Uncle Dave hitting on you?
I hope Dave likes cleavage, because that's what I'll be wearing.
Yes, working in a restaurant has groomed me to handle situations like this.
Can't make this shit up.
This is literally like she's applying for a real job.
It's incredible.
And I know how to play the game back with old timers. Will you be able to socialize with... this is kind of the same question. Will you be able to socialize with friends and family without feeling uncomfortable? Yes, whatever. Okay, next. Are you open to sneaking? Alan.
This is when it takes a turn.
This is where it's getting good.
I haven't read these yet, guys. Jessica's only seen these.
Trey, how would you have answered this? Okay. Are you open to sneaking out to make out or sexually tease, pleasure each other if applicable?
I would have never responded and deleted the email. I'd have been like, you're a fucking creep. Who asked? Sexually please? If he was like, would you sneak away and make out with me? Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. If I don't pull you away first, yes, I would like you to pull me away. But to be like, to sexually what? Arouse me? What did he say?
Sally, this answer is so serious. Well, remember, I like to remain classy at all times. If an opportunity presents itself, I might, but I would rather spend my time dancing and getting to know everyone. The last thing I would want is a mom or sister to know I am fucking you in the bathroom. Not a good look for me.
Tracy wants to be the one fucking you in the bathroom.
Most of these fucking questions are like, can you behave?
Yeah.
And it's suddenly like, can you give me a blowjob?
Alan! Oh my god, Alan, that was such a fucking classic. Wow.
Will you dress accordingly? Trey, how would you have answered that?
It depends what you think is accordingly, but okay.
Yes.
I'll let you pick my outfit if you want.
I usually only wear... Well, that's the answer.
Tracy's answers are absolutely the best. Like, I can't even believe I want to date Tracy.
Thank you.
Anybody else? She's good.
Jess, you want to date me?
She's good.
I don't have a boyfriend, so...
I can't deny it. She's fucking good. That was a great answer. This, not so much. Yes, I usually only wear black. I mean, does he need to know that?
It's a lot of information, Sal.
I love showing off my body, yet remaining respectful of my body. And not showing too much off to family.
But hard no on the blowjob in the bathroom.
The next series of questions can be filled out with a short or detailed answers. He really wrote that.
See, this is when I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, this guy.
Tracy, will you be down for going out after?
I would love to. I'll be drunk enough by then to have a good time.
She wrote, yes, okay, whatever. Do you or have you ever thrown up due to over drinking? Who says over drinking? You mean, have you ever been drunk?
Have you ever been fucking belligerent? No.
Is the next question like, what is your sexual history? How many partners?
Yeah, we're real close.
Do you like
there.
Anal?
When was the last time you were tested?
Can you bring your results? What was the question? I lost track based on the douchebaggery.
Have you
of the question.
Thrown up due to over drinking?
Not in front of people that are important.
In high school, after my varsity volleyball team made me chug 7 Red Dogs for the first time drinking, that was the only and last time, not even in college, because again, I know my limit. I'm surprised you didn't call yourself classy again. Tracy, have you ever peed yourself due to drinking?
He wrote that?
Yeah.
He wrote this question because an ex-girlfriend would pee the bed when she drank. So he was making sure that I was not the type to get too drunk and act classless and pee in the bed.
He has PTSD. Literally P, bold P, TSD.
Alan, episode title, PTSD.
P-E-E-T-S-D.
Tracy, how do you answer that?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah, no. Never. That's insane to me.
The fact that that's even on the questionnaire, like even with the explanation.
Right. I feel more attacked by the question than the answer on that one.
So good. Do you snore in your sleep?
I do. I have breathing problems, so I do snore. I'm like,
don't worry. Sally let him know about her 2 deviated septum surgeries. Tracy, do you ever fart in your sleep?
No, I would hope not.
No one has ever told me that, but hey, I'm sure it happened. She wrote,
no! The answer is always no. But stop. The answer is always no.
Fucking fart? People do that, man.
I get it, but like, you don't like warn.
Glad he's okay with you doing a normal bodily function.
All right. So. This is actually a one that I would applaud you for. He said, can you keep up with my dance skills? And you wrote, question is, can you keep up with mine?
Great answer. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
It's 1 out of 50.
Throw it back.
I mean.
Every guy that says that can barely keep time to the cha-cha slide.
Oh
my God.
Can't.
And again, like Alan kind of said, these are very repetitive. He's very obsessed with you acting classy, but then in the same, like, it's very weird.
He also wants you to blow him.
But I would have skipped this one, but you have to hear her answer. Will you act like a lady without having to be told so? Yes, always. I'm 35. No one will have ever to remind me to be a lady. I am one.
I would have wrote lady ... and the tramp question mark.
Lady in the streets.
I still can't get past the fact he's like, can you act like a lady but blow me?
Yeah, well, that's the next question.
This guy has major red flags.
Will you, right after that, will you stay in the same room with me? And she writes, of course, I am your date. Oh, of course.
I would have been like, it depends how you act.
Will
all
you
night.
Share a bed with me? Of course, I am your date. She cut, copy, and pasted that.
Again, we'll see how your behavior plays out.
Will you wear lingerie for me?
These are creepy.
This is where Oh my God. Okay.
I need to get to the good ones. Go ahead.
We were lingerie. Whatever makes you happy. Not going to lie. Being naked isn't bad too. I do love sweats and a tank. Okay. Can I smack your ass? She writes, yes, please.
That's a good one. I'll take that one. I like that answer.
Tracy, how would you answer this? Mm. Seriously. After he just quizzed you for 45 minutes about being classy and how you're going to act around his perverted uncle, can I eat your ass vagina?
Is it one word?
Your ass vagina?
Is it like
it's got a slash?
Oh, it does have a slash. Okay.
Ash slash vagina.
I didn't even say you could kiss me at this point.
See how she pulls back when it comes to the sex talk? Yeah. She's the fun girl, but like you need to earn her ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm just not going to bend over for you.
Ass though, like it's not. It's not. Can I eat your vagina? Which
no ass slash vagina.
Ass vagina.
Can I start in your ass and then kind of shimmy on down?
Like, yeah, those are two separate questions. I'm sorry.
Sally's answer to can I eat your ass vagina? It's a must.
So you're already guaranteeing him he's gonna get fucked on his date.
Yep.
Gotta make him work, babe.
Can we have hot, rough sex until we are both pleasured?
I fucking skeeve when men say pleasured. Pleasured? Are we 90?
Well,
ask if we can fuck until we both come. Like,
I think he was being a gentleman.
That's not being a gentleman. He just has to fucking met him on your ass in front of his perv uncle.
This screams a guy that definitely is finishing first. And
yeah,
then
he's definitely finishing first. Alan has said it the best.
Well, Sally says, absolutely. You need to know what I like first to be able to pleasure me. And that comes with time.
And she responded with pleasure.
This is a great one. He wrote, will you give me head? And she wrote, heads up.
Oh, I just cringed. Oh, my body cringed.
What would you say?
Again, I'll let you know how you're doing throughout the night. Like, I'll give you signs of how you're going to do through the night. Like, you're not just going to, like, take me on a open bar date and I'm going to fucking, like,
I could see Sally's wheels turning. Yeah. She's thinking. How rough do you like it, Tracy?
I love it rough. That's not a problem. It's whether you're going to get it or not.
Great. Sally writes, R-O-U-G-H, rough.
Oh, you spelt it for him, making sure we're on the same page. Oh, and caps? Yeah.
I mean, that's, to me, again, this is why you're sabotaging yourself. A, you've never met this man in person. You're giving off vibes of, I mean, Matt, your first time with a guy should not, like, okay, rough sex is fun, but like, I feel like you're kind of like now this guy is a visual of you of like how he's going.
Oh,
to
he's
bang
throwing
you
across the room by the ass cheeks right now.
And it's interesting how many times in the beginning I said how classy I was.
It's so funny.
And I feel like I sabotaged that right away. Like I didn't act appropriately.
Yeah, like because the thing is, you took it so seriously, yeah. And then when it came to the sex part, like.
Here's the thing. You could be really flirty with him and hint that you're into all this shit. Yeah. But then in some of the questions, you have to pull back and be like, but like, I never said you were getting any of that.
Yeah.
So he's like, really fuck, I got to work overtime to get this freak that she claims that she is.
That's really hard to do in a questionnaire because at this point, like, she's not the only one that got this.
She said she thinks that he wrote it for her. I said, no, he definitely has sent this to other people.
He wants to know that he's going to this wedding and getting lucky. Like, that's all.
Yeah. You're so right.
He's securing the bag.
Here I am thinking this man literally sat, especially because he has such an important job and he works with heavy machinery. Like, he literally sent me this in all of 5 minutes. And I'm pretty sure he already had a copy saved on his emails.
Oh, I have not a doubt in my mind that this is a copy paste version of questions. He just wants to know what level you're at and how much you're willing to tell him.
Didn't you ask for anal somewhere on here?
I mean, to be fair, if she did, that's definitely the one where he's like, oh, I'm picking this one.
Winner, winner.
This was an interview. This was not a questionnaire. This was straight up.
He was like, I don't remember the rest of the questions, but
oh my God.
Do I have to answer?
She wrote for question 10. Are you open to sneaking off to make out? The tease pleasure one. So she added to it. After she sent her answers back, she sent a follow-up email just to make sure he knew how crazy she was.
Oh, my God.
For question 10, I would like to add that during the wedding, I will whisper in your ear dirty things to build sexual tension for the hotel room.
Oh my
God. No one will hear me and it will be between me and you. Bye. Oh, no. Show's over. Oh, can you pull up his answer? Like, I just want to scroll. I won't read them all. I'm shooketh as well. I mean,
I want him seriously disturbed by the questions.
Yeah.
But on top of that, the answers are not much better, but
like you almost can't get mad at her because the questions are the questions
are so bad. It's like,
but like how long, Sally, did it take you to fill the, like, seriously sit there, like you sat on a computer and answered these?
Yeah, real quick. It was real quick. I thought I was like, yes, I aced this. Like, I thought it was so good.
You must have spent at least an hour answering.
I mean, I believe that she had answers because I feel like one who sabotages knows the answers to sabotage. All right, you guys, I need a fucking break. I think everyone here needs a break. No, we'll be right back because Sally's not going anywhere. We need to rip more information out of her. Not anally, but we need more. So we'll be right back.
We're all sweating.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Jess and I love this company so much.
We love BetterHelp because they match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And this is all done without leaving your home.
The service is available for clients worldwide. They have licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem. Anything you share with them is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable.
Baddies, if there's anything stopping you from reaching your peak happiness or interfering with your goals, they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So there's going to be even more people to be able to help you, even more people to pick from, even better matches for you.
I want you guys to start living a happier life. As a listener, we are going to get you 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/bad examples. Join over the 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, help.com/bad examples.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually genius because I think what stops a lot of people from getting the help that they need to move forward is that they're intimidated. Again, that's BetterHelp, help.com/bad examples.
Guys, HelloFresh is my favorite thing. I don't think you understand how much of a culinary expert I feel when I'm making HelloFresh. Mouth-watering seasonal recipes. It's delivered to your door. It's America's number one meal kit. Guys, HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. They cut out all the stressful meal planning and the grocery store trips, which everybody hates. You're cooking your meals in even 20 minutes or less. It's so quick. You guys are not understanding how much time you're going to save getting this.
And what's awesome about HelloFresh is they've really grown as a brand, and now they are committed to giving back. So they are donating over 2.5 million meals in 2019. I mean, that's insane. So they're donating also during the coronavirus crisis. I mean, this is a good company. Like, you like getting, you like working with companies like that because you know they're like, they're good at their core.
Yeah.
You know, like feeding people, like you have this food and you're feeding people who need it. Good at your core. We love HelloFresh.
You guys are going to go to HelloFresh.com/examples80. Use code examples80 to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. HelloFresh is the only way to cook. That's all I'm going to say.
the amount of times I order out and then I like for three nights a week, I can do a home cooked meal. It like balance. It's balance.
No, that's all it is. It's just helping, you know, balance your life out, make you look fancy in front of your man.
Oh my God. There ain't nothing better when those ingredients are all right there. You're not missing anything.
No.
You know that you didn't forget something at the grocery store. You know that's you don't have to run out.
The worst part is like having to go back to a grocery store when you're like, oh.
Guys, go to HelloFresh.com/examples80 and use code examples80 to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box.
Wouldn't you guys love if every clothing store you shopped at already understood that your loves and hates of clothes, stuff that you would never ever wear and stuff that you love to wear? There is a company focused on that and they're making it happen for you. It is called Stitch Fix and they have personal shoppers who are going to make sure you get every outfit that you love that's perfectly fit to your body. It's basically like being a celebrity.
I mean, that's the goal. That's the dream, right? We've all dreamt about that, like having a rotating closet and someone being like,
it's like Clueless.
Try this out. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking, Clueless. But that is Stitch Fix.
You're going to pay a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything that you keep. So schedule at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are free and easy if you choose to. Stitch Fix does all the hard work for you to make great style effortless for everybody, including men, women, and kids. So this is a family event here. You're going shopping one place for everyone.
To get started, go to stitchfix.com/bad examples to set up your profile and they'll deliver great looks personalized just for you in your colors, styles, and budget.
Get started today with stitchfix.com/bad examples. You guys are going to get 25% off your order when you keep everything in your fix. So that's stitchfix.com/bad examples for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/bad examples. That's right.
It gets fucking worse. Tracy Allen, it gets worse. Baddies, baddies, baddies. Okay. So she does something cute back, which is like, now it's your turn to answer. That's okay. Cute. But then she adds, I would also like to add some of my own.
Oh my God, I know where this
what
is
do you
going.
Think the questions are going to be,
fucking
Tracy?
Anal butt stuff.
Number one, are you guys ready? Do you see yourself getting married? And if so, how?
What?
I need to break down every part of this. So she doesn't even try to like pretend that this is about any or anything else. Like she just goes, do you see yourself getting married? And the if so, how?
These are your qualifications for you to take him to a wedding, or this is life questions? Like
you can't be your wedding date unless you get married.
PSS, this is our wedding right now.
What does that mean? How? What does that mean?
How?
I want to know, like, if you want to get married in a church, I'm not marrying you. Lord, that's a non-negotiable for me. Little priests are touching little boys' booty holes. I'm not getting married there.
Tracy, can you explain to Sally that she's not in a position to have non-negotiables?
When not only that, your opening question to him is, do you want to get married? And if so, please explain the details to which you want to.
What's your tux going to look like? How many groomsmen will you have? Yeah.
Do you have a recommendation for the body type of my dress?
Have you already hired a DJ? He wrote, yes. I don't know how. LOL. However it happens, it happens.
Yeah, he's fucking pissed.
Trey,
I'm disgusted by the answer.
Tracy or Allen, 5 points to who could ever guess her next question if the first one was about marriage.
What babies.
Number two, do you want kids?
Wow.
He wrote yes, but like Sally would have been like, yes, comma. This I love why. Children. I'm a teacher and I adore them and they adore me and we work so well together and I was meant to be a mother. No, he wrote yes. It's great. Cool. Do you think you'd be a good father? If so, what do you think makes a good father?
I'm shocked he's still answering.
I know, me too. I have to admit.
I'm literally shocked he's answering. I don't know anybody like this.
His answers are pretty kind of deep. Like, this was a deep answer.
It's a deep question.
Yeah, Alan, you're right. I also feel like these are the type of questions that you like have over like when like he's high and you're drunk and you guys are just bullshitting back and forth and you're like, now tell me about aliens. You believe in aliens? Like when you're like trying to get deep, like not in a questionnaire where like you guys are really I don't know. It's like more if you're gonna ask those type of questions, which I do not suggest doing, they have to be in like a flirty, like fun, like let's get to know each other all night and stay up on the phone all night way.
What kind of husband do you think you would be is the next one.
shitty one, I plan on cheating. Like, what the other fucking, yeah. What kind of answer?
Well,
are you
that was the thing. I'm like, every guy thinks they're going to be the best dad, the best husband.
Like, the best dad, yeah. Seen that, been there.
He seems like a nice guy with his answers.
The best kind. I'll be your best friend. Always support you. Stand by your side. All right.
I think you guys are fucking toxically perfect for each other. Because you ask him dumb questions and he answers, and he asks you dumb fucking questions and you answer.
She's literally going back and forth like every other. It's like marriage, baby, husband, baby,
dad.
Okay, this is insane. When you fight, do you like to compromise? Do you ignore, or do you want to talk it out? I mean, that's a good, again, that's something 100% you want to know about someone.
But I feel like the way to approach it is say, if we ever fight, like, do you go to bed angry?
Mm-hmm.
Simple, clean. And he's like, no. Or I need my time and I wake up and I'm not angry. Or, but like, he's not going to. These are so intense. I'm so scared.
It went from like the wedding date application to
like life application.
She turned it.
So I feel as though I did this because I'm in my mid 30s and I'm looking for what I'm looking for. So if this is going to scare somebody away, I want to know that now.
Right. But then you do scare them away, you don't understand why.
Yeah. And Sally, like, this is scary. Even if someone is looking for all these things, it's scary for a girl you've never met.
Yeah, if you guys haven't met before, this is your first time talking, it's a lot.
Like, this guy could want all these things. You guys can match up totally in sync, but this could still intimidate a guy and be like, holy
enough
shit.
Enough to not be back.
Because also, I think men want to know that, like, you love them for them, not because they're the next on your, like, I'm trying to get married list.
Or, like, a sperm donor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which this kind of comes across as a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, do you have any bipolarness in your family? Because I'm checking for background checks.
Yes.
To be fair, this guy is also like, hey, I'm trying to give you my sperm at this wedding.
No, but he's trying to get it down her throat, not in her, to procreate.
That's fair.
He's trying to, yeah.
Like fair and too far, one. Tracy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He knows her.
When it is not sunshine and rainbows and life happens, will you work it out or do you run? The other thing
Can
I feel like...
Can you stand the rain? Can you stand it?
Wow. I also feel like she's exposing her issues in these questions.
I mean,
because you clearly have had somebody run when things got tough. Like, this is just...
Listen, I get it. First, when I start dating again, first question I'm asking somebody is like, oh, do you want kids in the future? And if they say like, yeah, I want them, I'd be like, no doubt. I'm not going to even waste your fucking time because I do not. So I get it. But I have kids and I'm not risking looking for somebody because I'm on a timestamp. I want the next guy in my life to just want to like have fun and like, do you care that I have kids? And like, also, I don't want you to want kids.
Yeah,
like,
but it's also a deep question to ask.
It's
right
a deep
away.
Question, but like, I'm not losing anything. Mm. I have nothing to lose.
I love the next question. I think this is actually a good like hinge starter question. Mm. How do you treat staff in a restaurant?
That should always be the first question. Mm-hmm. That's a great question. It's a humanitarian question. Mm-hmm. It's not anything serious. That's the best question. You give your fucking waiter staff, you're risking me getting corona in my chicken because someone's spitting in it.
Oh.
What did she say? What did he say?
I just got a peep of the last question, but we're almost there. All right. And again, so many of this is so specific. Like, she's clearly had issues. Like, are you cool with me having guy friends that I've grown up with since childhood? Would you be able to hang out with them and be friendly and personable? Are you a jealous type?
Jealous type is a good question. Mm-hmm. I support that one. The guys, it's like, that's showing like that there was a past history with that. It's a lot up front.
I'd be like,
where's she going with this?
Yeah. Do you do well talking with mom, dad, and brothers, even if one brother isn't the easiest to speak to?
Does this guy even know you have brothers? I'm fucking out.
I feel like they're so...
She wants me to meet the parents already.
And like, they definitely have have you brought up that you have brothers? Like, this is probably the first time he's even hearing about this. And just in case having an entire family wasn't enough, do you like dogs? Would you get one?
This is exactly what I'm looking for in my life.
We understand that, but it's crazy. You know that, right?
Yeah. I just hope that there's like an afterlife and she could come back as a guy and like witness this happen to her.
Have you ever cheated? Again, not a terrible question. Maybe not appropriate for like a questionnaire.
I would maybe be like, what are your thoughts on cheating? Have you ever been cheated on? So then he can set himself up to be like, no, I never cheated, but I've been cheated on and I get it. Or the opposite.
Because also, if he has cheated, I don't want to read it on this. I want to hear
I want to hear it from you and why.
Let's be honest. If he had cheated, he's going to tell me he hasn't.
There's people who will tell you straight up.
I think everybody lies to me. So I just think he could have gotten away with lying anyway. Because how would I know?
So why even ask the question?
You're right.
There's like a chill way to say it, I feel.
Again, I just want to reiterate. I don't think these questions, well, some of them are totally inappropriate. But have you ever cheated is a good question. You're getting to know somebody. You want to know their morality, their integrity, what kind of man they are. Great. I just feel like you flip this totally on him. So like his questions are like, what do you think of my drunk uncle? Like,
which are also super inappropriate.
Will you pee the bed?
Yeah.
Will you pee the bed? Sally's like, will you marry me? Will you fucking walk our daughter down the aisle one day?
Can we get a dog?
Yeah. Can we get a dog? What do you want to name it?
What do you think about outer
space? You like
space?
Goldens?
Yeah.
Can you build me a fucking white picket fence? Yeah. I mean, all right.
She's looking for Pleasantville.
If you thought any of the questions I just read were bad, her last two questions they're worse than anything I've read this entire thing. How do you deal with a girl having some insecurities?
Oh my God. Tapping out. I can't. You never, ever let a guy know that you're insecure about anything.
Anything.
You have extra weight on you. You always say something like, yeah, guys love me thick. I mean, I'll take a minute for that. You don't make it like it bothers you, because then it'll be like, fuck, it don't bother her. It definitely won't bother me. And she doesn't show that it bothers her. But if you have like, I don't know, acne, be like, I don't know. I always feel like I have to look done up when I leave the house. Make it like you go above and beyond to keep yourself in check. Not that you do it to make yourself fearful of your own insecurities.
Trey, you and I have actually not had this conversation before, but we speak the same language here. Mm-hmm. I've said this to Sally before, like even with Denny, even on a day where I'm feeling fat or in an outfit, yeah, I'll never tell him, oh no, my God, I feel fat. I don't want him to ever see me like that.
No.
In his eyes, I look fucking great. Why would I get in his head that there's mm-mm something ever wrong no with me?
There's this
even
stress.
Being pregnant, I'm like, my belly's small as hell. And he's like, yeah, it really is. Yeah, he's really dumb as fuck.
What an idiot.
Like, meanwhile, literally, I can't get out the door. Like, I'm stuck in the fucking hallway.
Just wore this dress the other day and I was like, oh my God, I look fucking terrible in this dress. It's terrible, whatever. And instead of saying that, I was just like, my God, my ass looks huge in this. The response, wow, yeah, it does.
It sure does.
Sure
sweet
fucking does. And I don't use, like, I think that men will never use the word fat to you, but if you make fat a
acceptable word,
acceptable yes word, like, oh my God, like these fat thighs or this fat ass, like he'll use it as an endearing thing,
yes,
and then feel like I'm kind of telling her how I feel without hurting her. And she's loving it because she thinks I'm like, not like he'll never like use it as an insecurity thing for you.
The other thing that I really with Sally with the insecurities, like we know she's an insecure girl with everything.
What I don't understand why you guys don't understand how pretty she is. It's very annoying. Me and Jessica, like,
I wanted to
talk
say
about
this
it all the time.
You met Sally in real life for the first time. Like, what was your impression of her in person? Because she is so pretty. It's so annoying.
Pictures don't do her justice. And yet she's more insecure in person and it drives me crazy,
yes,
because I'm like, why?
Why?
No guy would ever know this.
Ever? No.
No.
Her body's, first of all, we're like most people in their mid-30s have been through the fucking ringer.
Me.
Me. She's fucking fresh to death over
fresh
here. She's
tight ass body.
She's looking better than she did in high school. And she doesn't
perfect
see it.
Perfect lips. The most perfect.
Perfect
looks
everything.
Like plastic surgery nose.
Yes.
It's perfect
yes
from birth. Gorgeous eyes. Perfect skin. It's fucking annoying. And these are the most insecure girls are the ones who are perfect.
Where has this gotten me? This proves the point that men, it does not matter how great I look, it doesn't matter what I do for myself or what career I have.
Right.
If they know up front that I have a million things that I worry about every day about myself, they are fucking out.
Not only out, they're gonna abuse you.
That's where I was going next, which is
they're not only like if they're
yes
if they're not out, they're here because they love that you're insecure,
yes,
and they have like a fucking mat to stand on.
When
that's why it's got you nowhere.
When her ex did the whole look, things haven't changed, Sally, you're still the same old Sally.
Mm-hmm.
That version of Sally yes, he knew obviously some from her behavior, but a lot of that was from the first date when he said, when she said, hey, this is me. I'm neurotic. I'm jealous. Never. I'm not trustworthy.
Never. And then what you could say, I don't trust guys because it'll make them try to prove your trust. But that's about the most you can go.
So what happens to her is a lot of times is they build this. They don't know her yet. They haven't gotten to know her. Mm-mm. They only know what they're being presented, so which is like a nutcase.
Look at it like... Look at it.
And then what they do is they flip it on her. The second that they're in an argument, you're crazy. You know you're crazy.
Fucking
you
told neurotic. Me you're crazy.
Yeah. You're in your head. Well, of course, they're using her own words against her.
Right, which is why you don't tell them this. Think about it like this. When a guy first meets you, he's looking at a computer and he's building the perfect girl. And yes. So he meets you and he's like, wow. He's like, wow, here she is. Puts the perfect girl out there. She chooses the body type, the hair, the eyes, the everything. Then he has to go to the next step, which is what's inside. Oh, get to know her. Is she funny? Is she flirty? Is she sexy? Is she confident? Blah, blah, blah. Then the next step, is she crazy? Is she neurotic? Is she psycho? Does she let things go? Is she cool? Does she care if I chill with my boys? He's building a fucking profile in front of him on his computer. And instead of him choosing the things, you're choosing them and being like, oh, you were going to pick cool and collective? Nope, I'm neurotic and insecure. And he's choosing that option and dragging it onto the body. And now he's like, look at what I have in front of me. What I thought I had, I don't have because she just ruined it all for me.
Then why still give me the time of day?
Because they're either fucking assholes who are going to end up using you or they're going to try to fuck you because you're hot and then ditch.
Very true.
And I also think some of these guys they enjoy having some of this ammo against her.
Also, they love it for them on their own.
Yes.
They build up themselves.
Yes. And I think a lot of the guys that she ends up liking are very toxic and they like to, she has been mentally abused and they use like this stuff to control her. And it's all just, listen, low self-esteem, it's an issue. It's, we hear from the baddies
and
all the
we
time.
Understand. I have it. Yep, Jess has it. I don't fucking say I don't have it. I'm insecure as fuck. Would I tell a guy that? No, because when he sees me, all he sees is like she walks into a room. She acts like she's the only fucking bitch in the room. Therefore, my eyes go right to her. I know my strengths is my eyes. I use that against him like it's a fucking nuke. Like it's a nuke. I will fucking eye you up and down until you can't even hear what I'm saying because you're lost in them. But I know I distract my waistline with my eyes.
Sally said it to me. She said, it's amazing how confident Tracy is. I go, Tracy's not that confident of a fucking
person.
No,
I'm not really that fucking confident, but I'll never fucking make you think that.
It's a fucking show. But you need to amp up your own show, the Sally show.
Yeah. Sabotage Sally show. It's a 1-hour special.
This is literally
you're
a 1-hour
fucking
special.
Host. You decide how it's gonna go. I will never, like, even if I say something like, oh yeah, I want my boobs done, like, and they're like, oh, why would you want that? And be like, no, I know they're perfect, but like for me, I just want them a little bit better, or like I want them from like high school. So they'll be like, oh, I wonder what she was like in high school. Totally don't even remember that they're not on point anymore. All he's thinking is like, wow, she's gonna have tits to her chin. That's all he cares about now. He doesn't fucking care what they look like now.
I just, it
no matter what you say, you have to twist it to your advantage.
It kills me when you're getting to know a guy and you're the other way around. Like, you don't want to hear all these like negative things about them. You want to be turned on. You want to be you don't want to like be with someone that's insecure. And you are allowed to be all those things, Sally, because when you're with the right guy, they will learn those things about you in time, but they already learned all the good stuff about you. Bad stuff doesn't seem so bad.
Also, the thing about that is if you wait, like I told you, the 6 months of a relationship, the first beginning 6 months are a game. It's whoever plays the game better in the first 6 months of the relationship. And then once you get past 6 months, you guys are comfortable with each other. You can slowly like let things seep out, but like he's already probably in love with you by then. And he's like, fuck, I fucking love this girl.
Yes.
She gives bomb head.
Human.
I'm not trying to let her go.
Yes.
You guys have already had sex. You guys have already had like intimate conversations. He like is thinking about introducing you to his mom. And then if you like leak out something like, oh yeah, that's just an insecurity from my past, he won't fucking let it bother him because he'll be like, maybe she's over it.
And men are dumb. They'll be like, oh wow, she's opening up to me at this point.
Yeah. Oh, then it's like
known her. Yes. I've known her for 5 months and she's finally showing, like revealing her hurt past, whatever the fuck it is. Like, you know, when you lay it all out there, I mean, they just feel like they're just the next guy and this is like who I am. I'm damaged. I'm whatever.
Don't you feel like I also do this with people I just meet? You've said this to me before. I don't just do it with guys. I feel like anybody I meet knows my persona or about me right away because I'm so forthcoming with who I am and what my
I am too. But my forthcomingness is like I'll straight up tell a guy like, oh, I'm like really fucking bitchy. And like if I don't like you, I'm not going to fucking pretend I like you. That's being upfront with him but not being like, oh yeah, my thighs are really thick and I hate them. Like, mm-hmm. it's different than picking on myself. It's picking on like superficial things other than deep things that bother me. Like superficial, like who fucking cares if I'm a bitch or not? If he fucking likes it, great for him.
I think a great example is when you start dating. I think, you know, your divorce is a topic that obviously needs to be discussed.
Yeah.
Are you gonna on your first date fucking tell this guy where it went wrong? You know, the exact moment. I mean, that's something that in time you open up with someone that you end up caring about, trusting, and mm-hmm. they're gonna learn about your past and your history.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, you know, on the first few dates you're gonna be revealing to every guy how you ended up a divorced mother of three.
No. For sure.
It's private.
I will for sure put that out
and
there.
It's
That'll
okay
be,
to
but
be
that's
private.
Also that's also one of the things that I'm saying is like put out stuff that you're okay with saying, like as a joke when I'll meet a guy one day and he's like, oh, hey, what's up? What's going on? And I'm going to be like, nothing, just a divorced mom of three. Hurry, run. And yeah. if he's like, I'm not running, blah, blah, blah. That's because he doesn't fucking care. Like
Easy.
All he sees is like, oh, big tits and nice eyes. He doesn't see like all the fucking baggage.
And here's the difference,
because
there's yours. And that would end. Then it would go on to the next thing.
And
I'm
not, or if he
I'm
was like,
running,
okay, I'm going to go.
So
I'd be like, all right, bye.
I'm not running. So where are you from? Next thing. This one, Sally, it'd go from that to, yeah, you know. He lied, cheated, and stole, and he cursed my mother out, and he beat our children with his belt. Like it would just
it would
be like
it
would get so
intense
yeah. so quick, and that's where he runs. Not because you're a divorced mother of three,
yeah.
because you're a divorced mother of three with like
baggage mental
out
baggage.
The end.
Yeah. like, it's not actual baggage,
yeah.
it's mental baggage.
All right. So to wrap up, Sally, to really just.
Remember when we thought this was a mini episode?
to really ride this home,
LMFAO.
Trey. Alan, to follow up, how do you deal with a girl with insecurities?
What was the last question?
If you think it can't, this is the last question.
Here it is.
Oh, so she made it a smaller font like she was being a lady.
Wait, like you had to zoom in on the small print? Oh, Lord, what is it?
Actually, I'll just zoom in for you to see.
Do you like doing anal? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Look at Alan! No! That's what I have my kids do when they feel like they want to say the same thing.
Oh, this means
Alan.
Oh my god.
Alan. Okay.
A girl asks you this, Alan. What's your on before you meet her?
Before,
what is your first?
Before he's had a chance to like treat you like a lady, do you like doing anal? You know the worst part of this whole thing? Is his response.
I'm scared as fuck.
What's his response?
Is it like epic?
LOL, it's not my go-to.
Oh my god! You should have bounced at that moment.
But then I will say, but if you want me to fuck you in the ass, I'll wear that thing out.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I don't like that.
Me no likey.
Don't like that response. That's not.
Oh my god, I think it just tinkled. I mean, I don't know what's more humiliating, to ask a guy if he likes anal and then to have him say, it's not really my thing, whore.
He has since asked, because I'm still talking to this gentleman.
Are you fucking kidding? Wait,
he has since asked, not even since this conversation, we haven't brought it up. He asked me the other day, yo, are you really into anal? Because we haven't discussed it.
Put that down. There's no way someone's not. Are you kidding me?
I literally never bring it up until it's like forcibly asked.
It's a non-negotiable for me.
It's anal or bust? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and the fucked up thing is, I just feel like after she spent so much time answering the questions, like took them so seriously, wrote her own questions, like just to, yes, she sabotages the whole.
She couldn't leave the conversation without a sabotage.
She's got to ask about anal. Like,
can it be a surprise? Like after you guys, like, couldn't it been a surprise? Like after when he's at the wedding and you guys are flirting and having fun and you go back to the hotel room and you're fucking like, fuck me in the ass. Like, couldn't that have been a great surprise for him instead of prereq?
Yeah.
Prerequisite. If you won't fuck me in the ass, we're not going to the wedding.
I feel the Trey the exact same way. Like, what a special gift you have of your booty that you're willing to give. And
which most people at this table are not willing to give.
So, I mean, the fact that you have that, like, it's almost like a secret weapon, like, under your belt. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, oh, you thought we were done?
Yes.
Nope. anal time.
And then, like, again, going back to how stupid men are, like, make him feel like he's special. Like, you're presenting him your booty. Like, what you just said, like, do you like anal? It's like, oh, everyone who fucks me gets it in my ass.
Yeah. It's like, you're literally,
if you would have done it in the moment, it would have been like, holy shit, this girl's so horned up.
She's so fucking hot. She's made me fuck her in the ass at this wedding.
We have been on 4 dates. We FaceTime every single day. We talk every day.
And it's because
we have not had sex. What? We have not had sex. We have not had anal. We have done nothing.
And why is that?
Because COVID. I'm trying to listen to your advice.
Because of me. Because she texts me from the car being like, should I go back up and fuck him? And I'm like, no, you already left.
Oh my God.
Why did you go back from the car?
I was debating going back upstairs. I felt like it's the third date. Like, oh my gosh, no, we just had a great time. I should go. I was legit about to go back upstairs. If I didn't call Jessica, this would be a different conversation.
Okay.
He would have ghosted me by now.
I need to ask, do you go by the third date rule?
Kind of. Like, I feel like, what am I, like, what? Oh, well, back in the day, I used to do it on the first date. Jessica has since changed me.
Okay.
I just feel like, have you ever heard of Steve Harvey telling men or women to wait 3 months?
Yeah.
This is insane. That's fucking bullshit. Right, okay. All right. So what is your amount of time?
Based on how I'm feeling. If I want to fuck you right then, I'll fuck you right then. If I want to make you wait, I'm going to make you wait a year if I have to. I'll fucking test your ass.
Isn't it a lot to do with, like, yeah, if you actually like the guy?
Yeah. Has to do more if you like them or not. Like, yeah, if you like them and you want to see, you're like, ugh, he could potentially just be sex, or he could potentially be something more. Let me fuck him and see how it goes. If the sex sucks, I'm over it. If it doesn't, I'll keep him around. Or it could be, if I really like him, I'm going to test him and see how long he's going to keep me around.
Yeah.
And then... Or if I really like him, I'm going to fuck him because I'm going to rope him in. Like, it really depends on what vibe you get from that person.
Well, I felt like she really liked Wedding Date Dale, whatever his name
Will.
Is.
Will.
Wedding Will. And I just felt like, especially after the questionnaire, that I wanted her to show a different side of her. You know, just give it a few dates. And especially because of COVID, they haven't been able to go to a restaurant, to a bar. Mm-hmm. Like, be wined and dined before you give up your... You know,
you could just hold back.
Is it acceptable to give it up now, recently, or soon?
I can't be your judge.
No, you guys have to be. Hello? Oh. This is why I'm here. I need your advice.
But at what point do you maybe, like, choose on your own?
I know. I don't. It's so bad. I don't trust myself. Trust me.
If you don't think this bitch is going to be texting me from the bathroom going, I'm about to fuck him. Is this okay? Do you approve? Yeah. And I'm just going to have to be like, I guess. I don't know. Like, no. I know it. She's done. She's waited as long as she's going to wait. I know that.
Well, this is interesting because the other day when I sent it to you in a text, you gave it a thumbs up. I was like, I'm just going to fuck this guy. Like, I'm literally at the point where there's so much sexual tension now at this point. We've built it up.
I'm not judging
that you. The next time we hang out, it's exactly what's happening. And he's either going to ghost me after, or we're going to do it a couple more times. I doubt I'm marrying him.
Okay, that's where I was going. Are you going to cry if he ghosts you?
Probably. I'm going to be in fetal position in the shower, not leave my house.
Tracy. Literally, she was talking to a guy for one day. Literally, they met on Tinder and she was like, oh, here's my number, text me. They talked for, like, I don't know, half an hour, not a big deal. He ghosted her and she went into, like, a K-hole and didn't come out for, like, a month. I'm not lying.
First of all, Tinder is known as the fucking fuck me website. So if you don't clarify when you first match with them, like, should I would be like, so this is Tinder. Like, should I assume you're on Tinder because it's the fuck me matching site? Or
what I try to explain to not just Sally, but to every girl that gets quote unquote ghosted that you've never met. They don't know enough about you for you to take that shit fucking personally. He doesn't know your fucking birthday. He doesn't know your middle name. He doesn't know how you did in high school. He doesn't know what you wear to bed. Like, they literally don't know shit about you. You cannot take someone that you've met via text that disappears personally. It's stupid.
That's how insecure I am, I think, that I take it so personal. Like, I legit take it so personal. And I believe everything someone tells me. So if in that moment you're telling me, like, you sound amazing, I have a crush on you already, I'm going to be messaging you tomorrow, and I don't hear from you, like, I'm legit sad.
What type of therapy would fix this?
No, we've tried. I mean, she literally was, like, mad because he didn't text her good morning, and I'm like, he's just, like, it's just a stranger. It's
so much needs to be talked about when this gets turned off.
I think a lot of this starts with the insecurities and the self-esteem. And I think once that is in place, she'll be a better dater, a better girlfriend, a better wife, all of those things. But I mean, at least I think she's hyper aware of it now, or maybe 6 months ago, not so much, right? Like, I think it was always like more of like, oh, it's on the guy. I'm like victim. And now she's taking a little bit responsibility back, which I think is good. I think it can only like move her forward. Mm-hmm. I do think her like type needs to change, but I think she's been doing that as well, too. Do you think so a little bit?
My type will never change.
It's hard, especially when you're on these dating websites. It's like window shopping. It's like, you know, you're looking at somebody's outside attributes. That's it. That's mm-hmm. what you're looking at. Like, and because of COVID, it's been very difficult to date anyway. You know, there's no place to go. So hanging out at somebody's house or in a car, I mean, how good of a date could that even be?
I don't want to rub this in, but you got dumped during COVID. Alan, do you, as a man's perspective, do you hear what Tracy and I are kind of like putting out here?
I mean, to a degree.
Yeah.
I'm also the kind of person like everybody's insecure. Everybody's got that one thing.
For sure.
But that's what we're saying.
Like, it's just going to happen.
Do you think they're too hard on me, Alan?
Alan, like, what's your insecurity?
How long do you got?
But that's the thing. I don't know about you.
I would never know that.
Yes, you're a boss.
I would fucking never know that. You fucking walk around like you don't have a fucking insecurity in the world.
I fucking call you and you're like, hey. Yeah.
Like, you're so fucking sick of us.
That's called longevity depression. I mean, there's a lot that I'm insecure about, like, from growing up. And that, like, at this point, it doesn't really matter, because if you can't accept that, then it's just not going to work. Like, there's not enough to it. I mean, though, I've totally been there. It took, like, many broken hearts to get there. Mm.
I understand what you're saying, Alan. I just appreciate that I don't know that about you.
Yeah, like, you think maybe Rachel's, like, really into, like, burly, like, guys, like, a big guy who, like, can, like, smother and hug her and, like, throw
her around
the room.
And I'm sure she knows that, like, all about Alan now, but I'm sure it wasn't the first thing he mentioned on a first date.
No, but, like, maybe that's part of the insecurity for you, but, like, she's like, I fucking love that about him, because he didn't put it out there, like, oh, yeah, something that bothers me is this.
Actually, we're a really odd situation. A lot of my insecurities from our late relationship came from the fact that, like, Rachel and I were really close friends first.
Oh, that's different, though.
She was fucking some other guy that I didn't care about.
Rachel?
What? I thought you lost her virginity to you. What is happening?
No.
And so for the longest time, like, one of my big insecurities in our relationship was, like, I felt like I was the second choice.
Whoa.
Those are one of the things, that's an insecurity that's hard to get rid of.
But that's different, because you guys were friends first, so mm-hmm. she knew you on a different level. Sally's talking about guys that she, like, meets on a fucking window shopping website.
Right.
So, like, all she's seeing is, like, what they look like. So she's like, oh, I like his abs. Swipe right. And then he's like, oh, I love her eyes. Swipe right. And then she's like, but wait, I'm fucking crazy. And he's like, hold on. Maybe swipe left. Like, when I thought she was hot and cool, now she's, like, hot and crazy. It's like,
let me take this hot and crazy for a quick joyride and park her back.
Yeah.
It's pretty
drop
much
her back off at the
door. Yeah, exactly. They ain't buying me.
They put a big U sticker on her. I'm just saying what Tracy said was right about you. You're the whole package. You're sweet. You're funny. You're smart. You work hard. You're pretty. It's never ending. Like, that, those should be the things you display first and foremost before everything. Mm-hmm. Asking about marriage and kids is important. Is it important as you're just before you even know if you is that someone you want to have kids with? No. You know, I just think you need to pull back, play the cool card. Tracy and I have been inspired by Sally. We're going to put out a swag episode for the ladies. Kind of like how when you're single and you're dating, how you should respond, how you should. Tracy is like the queen of this. But, you know, we're going to see this all unfold right in front of our eyes in season 4 as she gets her dating game on.
Yeah, when I'm able to and ready to, I promise you guys will be along for the ride. It's just not yet.
Yeah, it's going to be lit. We're going to learn a lot from her. She's taught Sally a lot. She's taught me a lot. And, you know, I just wanted to get Sally back for an update, because she's still sabotaging. Yeah, like
right under our noses.
Right under our noses. So You know, I don't know what the answer is. Like, the thing is, like, I for a second I was like, oh, maybe we should ask the listeners to like send somebody for her to meet. But like, it's not hard for her to meet people. That's not her problem.
No,
like,
it's keeping them.
Yeah. That's yes. Like, she's people easily fall in love with her. They easily like her. That's not the issue. The issue is her. It's herself. She's her own worst enemy. But on a lighter note, Sally, you are aware, making changes, right? Like, where, and this guy doesn't sound like, he sounds like wedding date Will. What's his name again?
Yeah. Wedding Will.
Wedding Will. He sounds like he could have potential. Yeah. You're gonna sleep with him and we'll yeah. see. Just promise that you're gonna text me and Tracy after it goes down and let us know like the real deets, like if he was big, if it was good, how fast. I think the best thing you can do, again, like I think part of also holding off is not just to, like, show him that you like him, that you're serious, but like having sexual tension like that is the best thing on the planet. It's mm-hmm. exactly why like married couples don't last forever, because they lose that. Like, you're building that up as much as possible. It's awesome. Like, take advantage of that.
I'm going to text you and Tracy when it's done and the truffle butter is dripping out of my butt. Bye.
I'll never, never, ever eat truffles again. There goes white truffle pizza for me.
Well, she sabotaged the whole episode on top of herself. And Sally, thanks for coming back and thanks for being here today. And I'm so glad you and Tracy got to meet and, you know, for her to see that, like, you're just like not just like a crazy voice, like you're a real person. Right.
All right, guys. See you next Tuesday. We love you.
Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.